Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'd be doggone if I wouldn't work all day. And I'd be doggone.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Marvin Gaye bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using that to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that we get to check out the new video. That's a new feature on the homepage there. A new video. This week's video is different from last week's video. So we're going to be posting at least one a week, maybe more. And if you want to see more of our videos, you can go to, right now, you can go to youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. And soon we're going to have all of them up on the website there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Jim Kemp is our guest. You can find his past work that he's given us over the years on our website. And Jim is the author of Start With No. He's the chairman of the Jim Kemp Group and also your institute, right, Jim?
That's right.
Tell us about it.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about your institute.
Well, I'll tell you what we did. We hired a neuroscience group that have built out our courses to mastery, and we actually have credentials now where our students earn their credential, which is can be used on their resumes and to introduce themselves to big business. And we have an unprecedented board of directors that are helping us greatly, so they ought to check it out at CampNegotiationInstitute.com.
That's all right. Yep. So, folks, check that out. Jim, in the previous segment, we were telling us about about not compromising, about not negotiating from a position of fear or compromise. And you talked about a plan. Give us you've talked in the past a little bit about this, but give us some of the essential elements of this plan. How did we get started?
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing you have to do is you have to take inventory. And what I mean by that, Jim, is you've got to sit down and think to yourself, okay, what am I delivering? What are the features? What are the benefits of what I'm bringing to the negotiation? You know, is it a product, a service, and how does it really benefit someone? And then we have to learn how to create vision around those benefits. Let me give you an example. If I said, well, I have a course in negotiations that will help you make more money. Well, I've made a statement. But that doesn't register because that's striking the intellectual side of the brain. But if I said, what system of negotiation do you have to maximize your return in every engagement negotiation?
You're talking about not just with customers. You're talking about with employees too, aren't you?
Across the board. What system do you have? And they either discover, they start looking in their mind's eye, and you begin to look and go, gee, I never thought of it that way.
The main thing you're trying to get across to people is seat of the pants, winging it, is not professional. It's not effective.
Well, not only, but it's costing them a fortune,
yeah.
Jim.
You're talking about being structured and deliberate and reasoned and sort of by the numbers in dealing with folks.
Absolutely, and it gives you confidence, and it gives you, and not only that, Jim, but the perception you put out to the other side is you are confident, you are effective, and what you're delivering is extremely valuable. So the value stays up. You don't have to compromise out of fear of failure.
But now one thing about it, if you're going to move in this direction, you do have to seek and deliver excellence.
Oh, absolutely.
This doesn't work. This doesn't work if you're a schlock merchant.
Oh, that's
if you're half baked or the other half that my dad used to say, if you're that half, you're like, this doesn't work. You got to deliver and seek excellence
every day.
Yeah.
There's no question about that, Jim. I mean that.
So,
maybe I'm just remiss, but I just expect
right.
That.
Well, you're presuming that most of the people do that. Everybody doesn't. And let me
that's
tell you
right.
something,
that's,
folks. If you don't seek excellence, you have a right to be afraid.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's no question about it. You know, and I like the term no stone unturned.
Right.
In preparation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're drive hard preparation, Jim. Preparation is the key to everything, and effective proper preparation. And you know, when you're preparing with how much you've got to give up to hope you're going to get something, that's the weakest position of all. And that's the worst way to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely the worst.
Well, that's exactly right. And so, folks, if I like what you're saying about no stone unturned, Jim, because what I do is whenever I'm going after something, whenever I'm working on a project, whatever it may be, new customer or serving a new customer, whatever, you know, I make sure that everything that can be done, that I can possibly do, has been done. I keep asking myself, can anything else be done? And then I give it my best shot, and if it doesn't work, then I say, okay, then, you know, it wasn't meant to be, at least for me, because I tried my best. I did everything I could do. I don't have any regrets, even if I didn't get the business.
That's exactly right. And, you know, there's something interesting, Jim. When you're not successful that first time, if you lay the foundation correctly,
mm-hmm.
you can come back.
And you can
come back later and give it another go.
And you also, before you leave, you have a right to ask, where was I short? What did I miss?
Where did I fall short? And what should I be working with?
Give us that website again quickly, Jim.
CampNegotiationInstitute.com.
Check it out, folks. It's very powerful. Thanks, Jim, for being here. Good job.
Hey, take care, Jim.
Jim Camp, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.